Gerald Pouncey, GERALDPOUNCEY, 112261. Mr. Pouncey is a 63-year-old gentleman who comes in today for follow-up of number one, morbid obesity, number two, I cannot lose weight, number three, symptoms of ED, number four, swelling in the lower extremity, number five, shortness of breath with activity, number six, fatty liver history of number seven, history of carotid stenosis, number eight, history of sleep apnea on CPAP, number nine, I don't think my CPAP working, number 10, my legs are swelling up as well. Our patient is a 63-year-old gentleman. Well, actually 62 right now, 62-year-old gentleman who comes in with above-mentioned symptoms and issues. He's tried to lose weight on his own, has not been successful. He's very motivated. He's watching his diet, has been on numerous diet, including carnivorous diet, which hasn't worked for him. Period. In the paragraph, he's also having trouble with sleeping at nighttime. His CPAP was working better, but he's now getting fatigued and lower leg swelling. He's concerned whether or not it's working for him, period. In the paragraph, his colonoscopy was done last year and it's up to date, period. In the paragraph, his fatty liver that he's for follow-up actually looks worse on the ultrasound. He's gained a few pounds. His blood pressure is stable on the hydrant. Has had no nausea, vomiting. He's shortened, no chest pain, no shortness of breath. The decreased exercise tolerance is related to his weight, and this needs to be addressed as well along with the fatigue, period. New paragraph, colonoscopy, up to date. New paragraph, family history, no history of colon cancer, positive for stroke, coronary artery disease, and lung cancer. COVID immunization, up to date. Medication, only Hytrin, 5 milligrams of the allergy, non surgery, no surgeries. Medical problems, hypertension, BPH, sleep apnea, ED. Review of system as above. Patient is alert, awake, in no distress today. His weight's up at 251. His blood pressure is 130 over 69. Pulse is 90. Respiration is 20. O2 side 96%. Temp 98.6. Heart positive. Phone positive. The lungs clear. Abdomen obese. Neck shows no JVD. Skin shows no rash. Oral mucosa without lesion. Neurological non-focal. Lower extremity shows 2 plus edema. Number 1. Hypertension controlled. Number 2, fatty liver. Number 3, must lose weight. Number 4, I gave him prescription for both Wegovy and Zepbound to see which one the insurance will pay. Number 5, BPH. Next number, continue with Hytrin, which controls both his BPH and hypertension. Next number, his low extremity edema, multifactorial, check thyroid, check B12 level, most likely related to sleep apnea. Next number, diet and exercise, a must. Next number, does not smoke, does not drink. Next number, morbid obesity. Next number, fatty liver. Next number, carotid stenosis. Next number, leg pain and arm pain, multifactorial. Next number, no sign of DVT or PVD noted. Next number, he will come back next week. Next number, blood work obtained. Next number is BPH with minimal symptoms. Next number is Cialis was given for his ED. Next numbers, I also send a request to the Hart Shorn, HARTSHORN, to do a CPAP, auto CPAP for him to see if the CPAP setting is working. But if he loses about 30 pounds, all that stuff will be moot. MOOT. Thank you.